What is sitz bath, the answer?
Amos Fisher.
Good. When is anal manometry, the
Oh, manometry, that's for Hirschsprungs, isn't
Good. So they'll tell you a kid like he has passed one string-like stool every 4 days despite maximum fiber supplementation and laxative. Yeah, the answer would be anal manometry. Good. So, how do you diagnose hiatal hernia?
CT?
So the first thing you're going to do is a chest X-ray that shows an air fluid level posterior to the cardiac silhouette, and then a barium swallow is going to show the proximal stomach hernia through the esophageal hiatus, and then definitive is the endoscopy. It's real exciting, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
What's Charcot Triad for cholangitis?
It. Cholangitis is fever, right upper quadrant pain, and jaundice.
Good. How does primary biliary cirrhosis present?
Primary biliary cirrhosis, basically a woman, middle age, who's having a lot of pruritus. And she has some dilation of her hepatic ducts, isn't she?
It's a woman, 20s to 50s. So she has pruritus, she has high cholesterol, and she's going to have high ALP and high bilirubin, and she's going to have high anti-mitochondrial antibodies, right? They might also say she has history of autoimmune disease. So they'll say, or they'll mention autoimmune disease in the family, like her brother has Hashimoto or something. And you're wondering how that relates, and it's just one of those classic situations of autoimmune diseases go together. 59-year-old diabetic, peripheral edema, and he has decreased pinpoint discrimination up to his knees, and he has a 3-month history of burning in his chest when he after he eats meals, and it's worse when he lies down after meals. Diagnosis.
This is gastroparesis.
Good. Next best step management.
Next best step. I know the drug, but I don't know. I know that's not
You
right
do
away what
you do an endoscopy to rule out a physical obstruction.
So that's what I was like. Do you do the procedure first or the medicine? That's what's so
You
confusing.
do the endoscopy, and then when the endoscopy is negative, then you're going to do a gastric emptying scintigraphy, which will show delayed gastric emptying. If it is positive, then for delayed gastric emptying, then the answer is smaller meals, followed by if you give a drug, what are you going to give?
Metoclopramide.
Perfect. If you suspect toxic megacolon, what's the next best step in diagnosis?
Abdominal X-ray.
Good. What else might you order an abdominal X-ray?
Could do for small bowel obstruction. So, and just gas, I guess. I don't know. That's really. There was two more you told me.
So small bowel obstruction, that's a good one. Also, obstipation. Like if the patient has not passed flatus in addition to stool, then you're going to look for an obstruction with the X-ray. Pneumatosis intestinalis in a neonate who's preemie, so that's going to be necrotizing enterocolitis. And then, of course, abdominal and chest X-ray can be a combination can be done for to look for air under the diaphragm in someone with viscous perforation, right?
Okay, so you can, it could be like a combo of abdominal and chest X-ray.
Yeah, they'll say the answer will be like chest and abdominal X-rays. They'll just be together. They're not going to force you in a position where you have to choose one or the other.
Okay.
But the bottom line is that you do an AXR when you're looking for gas. What's empyema?
Is it a fluid collection?
It's pus
Okay.
in a previously existing space. So, like the pleural space, if you have pus there, that's empyema. Or in the peritoneal cavity, if you have pus there, that's empyema. If you have pus in a space that does not, that has not previously existed, like in your forearm, that's an abscess.
Okay.
So yes, it occurs as a complication of pneumonia. So you have parapneumonic effusion, which is a pleural, an exudative pleural effusion, secondary to a pneumonia. It's going to have all your parameters that you expect, like high protein, high LDH, low glucose.
Okay.
And they'll ask you, they want you to know low pH is the under 7.1 is the most predictive of a progression to empyema. So what are you going to do first? Drain it or give antibiotics?
I'm going to give antibiotics first.
Fuck no. You drain it. Okay. On the USMLE, you always drain pus collections. Doesn't matter if you say, oh, well, when you give antibiotics first, then drain it. It's always drain it on the USMLE.
Okay.
Always.